إن الذين يكفرون بآيات الله ويقتلون النبيين بغير حق ويقتلون الذين يأمرون بالقسط من الناس فبشرهم بعذاب أليم.
Give those who refuse to follow the directives of Allah, who slay the prophets unjustly, and who slay those who enjoin justice, give them glad tidings of a grievous chastisement. Give them glad tidings of a grievous chastisement. This is a sarcastic remark. Its purpose is to bring home to them that the misdeeds about which they are so jubilant and which they regard as their proud achievements will ultimately lead them to a painful end.
أولئك الذين حبطت أعمالهم في الدنيا والآخرة وما لهم من ناصرين.
These are the people whose works have gone to waste in this world and in the world to come. They have none to help them. And in the world to come, they have spent their efforts and energies in a manner leading to catastrophic results in this world and the next. They have none to help them. No power can make these misdeeds either bear good fruit or prevent them bearing evil fruit. The powers upon which the wrongdoers rely for support in this world and in the world to come will not be of any help to them.
أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا نَصِيبًا مِنَ الْكِتَابِ يُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى كِتَابِ اللَّهِ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ يَتَوَلَّى فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ وَهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ.
Have you not noticed those who have been given a portion of the book? Whenever their learned men are summoned to the book of Allah to judge the differences between them, a party of them turns away in aversion. Whenever their learned men are summoned to the book of Allah to judge the differences between them, they are asked to acknowledge the book of God as the final arbiter in all matters, and to submit to its judgment, accepting as right whatever this book holds to be right, and as wrong whatever it holds to be wrong. The book of God referred to here is the Torah and the Injil, while the expression "those who have been given a portion of the book" refers to the Jewish and Christian religious scholars.
ذلك بأنهم قالوا لن تمسنا النار إلا أياما معدودات وغرهم في دينهم ما كانوا يفترون.
This is because they say, "The fire of hell shall not touch us except for a limited number of days." The false beliefs which they have forged have deluded them in their faith. The fire of hell shall not touch us except for a limited number of days. These people considered themselves to be God's favorites and cherished the illusion that, regardless of what they did, they were bound to enter paradise. They took the view that since they were believers, were descendants from pious people, followed noble prophets, and were disciples and admirers of holy men, hell would not dare touch them. They also thought that even if they were thrown into hell, they would remain there for a few days only to be purged of the impurity of the sins which had afflicted them, and would then be sent straight to paradise. Such notions had made them so bold that even when they committed the most atrocious crimes and the most mortal of sins, and brazenly deviated from truth and rectitude, their hearts remained utterly unmoved by the fear of God.
فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جَمَعْنَاهُمْ لِيَوْمٍ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جَمَعْنَاهُمْ لِيَوْمٍ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ وَوُفِّيَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ.
How then will they fare when we shall gather them all together to witness the day about the coming of which there is no doubt, and when every human being shall be repaid in full for what he has done, and none shall be wronged?
قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ.
Say, O Allah, Lord of all dominion, you give dominion to whom you will, and take away dominion from whom you will, and you exalt whom you will, and abase whom you will. In your hand is all good. Surely you are all powerful.
تولج الليل في النهار وتولج النهار في الليل وتخرج الحي من الميت وتخرج الميت من الحي وترزق من تشاء بغير حساب.
You cause the night to pass into the day, and the day to pass into the night. You bring forth the living out of the dead, and you bring the dead out of the living. And you give sustenance to whom you will, beyond all reckoning. You will, beyond all reckoning. Those who disbelieved and disobeyed were seen to be prosperous, whereas the believers, with their devotion and loyalty to God, suffered all the deprivation, persecution, and torment to which the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his followers were subjected around the year 3 after Hijri. The contrasting states of the two groups of men were the reverse of what would naturally be expected. This raised disturbing questions in people's minds about the underlying wisdom of this phenomenon. The verse conveys God's answer.
لا يتخذ المؤمنون الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين ومن يفعل ذلك فليس من الله في شيء إلا أن تتقوا منهم تقاة ويحذركم الله نفسه وَإِلَى اللَّهِ الْمَصِيرُ.
The believers may not take the unbelievers for their allies in preference to those who believe. Whoever does this has nothing to do with Allah unless he does so in order to protect himself from their wrongdoing. Allah warns you to beware of him, for it is to Allah that you will return, unless he does so in order to protect himself from their wrongdoing. This means that it is lawful for a believer helpless in the grip of the enemies of Islam and imminent danger of severe wrong and persecution to keep his faith concealed and to behave in such a manner as to create the impression that he is on the same side as his enemies. A person whose Muslim identity is discovered is permitted to adopt a friendly attitude towards the unbelievers in order to save his life. If he considers himself incapable of enduring the excesses to which he may be subjected, he may even state that he is not a believer. Allah warns you to beware of him, for it is to Allah that you will return. One should not be overwhelmed by the fear of other human beings to the extent of losing the fear of God. Human beings can harm a man, but the most they can do is to ruin his transient earthly life. God, on the other hand, can subject him to everlasting torment. If one is constrained in extraordinary circumstances to resort to a prudent concealment of faith, taqiyya, in order to save one's life, this concealment should remain within reasonable limits. The most one is permitted to do is to protect one's life and property without jeopardizing either the interests of Islam or of the Muslim community as a whole, and without causing loss of life and property to other Muslims. One must never allow saving one's own life to lead to the propagation of unbelief at the expense of Islam and to the dominance of unbelievers over Muslims. Here the believers are warned that, no matter how dangerous the circumstances surrounding them, they cannot escape God's reproach if they give substantial aid to those rebelling against Him and cause any harm to God's chosen religion, to the community of believers, or to any individual believer. For it is to God that one will ultimately return for reckoning.
قُلْ إِن تُخْفُوا مَا فِي صُدُورِكُمْ أَوْ تُبْدُوهُ يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهُ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ.
Say, whether you conceal what is in your hearts or disclose it, Allah knows it. Allah knows what is in the heavens and in the earth, and He has power over everything.
يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْضَرًا وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ تَوَدُّ لَوْ أَنَّ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَهُ أَمَدًا بَعِيدًا وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ.
The day is approaching when every soul shall find itself confronted with whatever good it has done and whatever evil it has wrought. It will then wish there is a wide space between it and the day. Allah warns you to beware of Him. He is most tender towards His servants. Allah warns you to beware of Him. He is most tender towards His servants. It is out of sheer goodwill that God warns people against deeds likely to have devastating consequences for them.